This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Five El Paso County law enforcement officers were injured over the weekend in an explosion while responding to a domestic disturbance. It happened at a home in Monument as the officers were entering. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office says the officers were treated at nearby hospitals and have been released. The suspect faces numerous charges, including arson, attempted assault, and attempted homicide. Governor Jared Polis says cities and towns that don't follow state housing laws won't receive some grants from the state. That's in a new executive order he signed. CPR's Benta Berkland reports Polis is attempting to give state laws more teeth in a system where local government can opt out.
Colorado's state constitution does allow cities and counties to form what's called a home rule government. In those places, local ordinances can supersede state law. And here's one example. North Glen passed a declaration last year and said because it's a home rule city, North Glen could limit how many unrelated people can live in a home. So that was directly pushing back against a law Colorado lawmakers had passed that said cities can't have these across-the-board caps on how many unrelated people can live together.
Polis has made housing affordability a top priority for his administration. The amount of funding could add up to more than $100 million.
The state agencies involved, like the Energy Office and the Department of Transportation, will spend the next month identifying the exact dollar amount and all the grants this encompasses.
Local governments have pushed back on what they view as a heavy-handed approach by Polis on housing laws they believe usurp local control. This is CPR News and KRCC. Along the Front Range, we could have some showers today, and snow is expected in the Central Mountains.